الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، تسجيلات دار السنة السلفية في لندن يسرها أن تقدم لكم هذه المادة. نسأل الله عز وجل أن ينفع بها الإسلام والمسلمين.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ولي الصالحين، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله، صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، after praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and testifying to the oneness of Allah, that He is the one who deserves to be worshipped alone and has no partners, and testifying that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is His slave and last messenger sent to mankind, then we gather in the masjid Dar al-Sunnah, walillahi alhamd. To remind ourselves first and foremost, and our brothers and sisters, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that this gathering is a proof for us, not against us. On the day that we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a day that we'll depart to the next life, and it's not far away. It is short time that we all end up in this life. It's a short period of time, and then we have to move on to the next life. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He benefits those who listen to this, to these narrations from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and those verses that they hear, that they will be of those who take heed and they benefit from these verses and these narrations from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Indeed, the affair of the grave, which is the first stepping stone, is a matter that each and every one of us need to know about. Because in the state of the grave is that stepping stone, the first state that you will be in and I will be in before the Akhirah, meaning before Qiyamah, I mean. It is the first stepping stone of the Akhirah. At the point of death, Shaitan is ardent to lead you and me astray. If he has failed already to lead you away from being mukhlis, being sincere in this life, then he will try at the point of death to make you slip, to make you not remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to make you not say La ilaha illallah, that none has the right to be worshipped except Allah. Because the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man qala la ilaha illallah khalisan min qalbihi dakhala al-jannah." Whoever says la ilaha illallah sincerely from his heart, he will enter paradise. So being upon tawheed, being upon ikhlas, until we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is important for salvation. It's important for salvation. For indeed, Shaitan is ardent to lead us astray. لَأَغْوِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ إِلَّا عِبَادَكَ مِنْهُمُ الْمُخْلَصِينَ. I will lead all of them astray except the sincere worshippers amongst them. So it is upon us to be sincere worshippers if we want to succeed over Shaitan. عن جابر رضي الله عنه, Jabir ibn Abdullah, a companion, the son of a companion, رضي الله عنهما, أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إن الشيطان يحضر أحدكم عند كل شيء من شأنه حتى يحضره عند طعامه. Indeed, Shaitan, he is present. He is present In all of your affairs, when you carry about your affairs, He is present. Until, even to the extent that He's present when you are about to eat. So that you forget to say Bismillah. So that you do not remember Allah before you eat. So He enjoins with you the food. As in the other narration, the one who doesn't say Bismillah as he enters his house, he doesn't say Bismillah when he eats, he says, I have food for the night and I have a place to stay for the night. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you worry why people have problems in their households. And you worry why people complain about problems in their household because they let shaitan partake with them in their food and partake with them in their house, in their residence, in their houses. And likewise, the Messenger ﷺ warned against eating with the left hand, for shaitan eats with the left. These are attributes of shaitan, characters of shaitan. The Prophet ﷺ warned against being similar to shaitan in his character, in that which he does, and how he does it. And one of the scholars mentioned, because if you characterize yourself with those things that shaitan does, you will end up following shaitan in other affairs. فَإِذَا سَقَطَتْ مِنْ أَحَدِكُمُ اللُّقْمَةِ So if a piece of morsel were to drop while you're eating, فَلْيُمُطْ مَا كَانَ بِهَا مِنْ أَذَى Then let him wipe off what dirt there is on it. If it falls, wipe off the dirt. ثُمَّ لَيَأْكُلْهَا وَلَا يَدَعْهَا لِلشَّيْطَانِ Then let him eat it and not leave it for shaitan. فَإِذَا فَرَغَ And then when he completes his food, فَلْيَلْعَقْ أَصَابِعَهُ Then let him lick his fingers. فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَدْرِي فِي أَيِّ طَعَامِ تَكُونُ الْبَرَكَةِ Because he doesn't know which part of the ta'am, of the food, there is barakah. This hadith is in Sahih Muslim. To that extent, Ya Abdullah, shaitan is following us. To that extent, in our food, in our dwellings, in our relationships, all of that, the Prophet ﷺ warned us to keep away from shaitan and to be careful. And if we're not upon the dhikr of Allah, then we will be remembering shaitan. So be upon the dhikr of Allah. Or shaitan will want you to remember. Or to be on those things, to be about those things which will take you away from the remembrance of Allah. إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَن يُوقِعَ بَيْنَكُمُ الْعَدَاوَةَ وَالْبَغْضَاءَ Shaitan wants to cause enmity between you and hatred. فِي الْخَمْرِ وَالْمَيْسِرُ وَيَصُدَّكُمْ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ By way of alcohol, intoxicants, and by way of gambling. And he wants to take you away from the dhikr of Allah. وَعَنِ الصَّلَاةِ وَيَصُدَّكُمْ He wants to block you, be an obstacle for you over the dhikr of Allah and in particular the salah. فَهَلْ أَنْتُمْ مُنْتَهُونَ So will you desist? Will you stop? Will you stop and be clearly upon the dhikr of Allah? Be firm upon the dhikr of Allah morning and evening. لَا يَزَالُ لِسَانُكَ رَطْمًا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ Such that your tongue is moist with the dhikr of Allah. Because shaitan is there. And the way you can keep him away is with the dhikr of Allah. And he's following you and me. That we slip. And how many have slipped? How many have slipped into deviation? Don't think that you will be safe. أَلَمْ يَأْنِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ Isn't it time that the believers' hearts tremble with the remembrance of Allah? Isn't it remember that they are attentive, that the hearts are hearts, vessels that learn and benefit and are guided. But all of that comes from Allah. All of that comes from Allah. مَنْ يُرِدِ اللَّهُ أَنْ يَهْدِيَهُ يَشْرَحْ صَدْرُ الْإِسْلَامِ All of it is from Allah. And we ask His guidance. And we should ask His guidance sincerely. اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ Because without Allah's guidance, if the person deviates, Allah will leave him to his deviation. فَلَمَّا زَاغُوا أزاغ الله قلوبهم. And when they deviated, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made their hearts deviate further. So we ask Allah for protection. We ask Allah to keep us far away from deviation, to protect us from shaitan, to protect us from falling into evil, to protect us from falling into kufr, to protect us from falling into shirk, to protect us from falling into bid'ah, to protect us from falling into disobedience. By Allah is serious. The Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself used to seek refuge from falling into shirk unknowingly, and to ask for his forgiveness for falling into shirk whilst knowing. Person can slip. Person can fall into shirk easily. The Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam would do good actions, and he would say, "Allahumma la sum'a wa la riya." Oh Allah, this is not out of sum'a. This is not out of sum'a, out of wanting to be known, nor is it out of riya, out of showing off. So we should continue checking ourselves and continue to be careful, because that time will come. Hatta idha jaa ahaduhumul maut qala rabbi irji'un, until that time of death comes and he says, "Our Lord, make us return. La'alli a'malu saliha, that I may do good deeds. Fima tarakt, in that which I fell short in that which I left. Kalla innaha kalimatun huwa qailuha, rather of a surety, nay, that is a statement that yes, he says. Wa min wara'ihim barzakhun ila yawmi yub'athun, and behind them, what is to come in front of them is going to be barzakh, that period of time until they are raised up. The sakratul maut is real. Inna lil mauti la sakarat. The Prophet ﷺ would wipe the sweat from his forehead and he will say, indeed death has agonies. That is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. As reported by Aisha radiallahu anha, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam kana bayna yadayh rakwa. Kana bayna yadayh rakwa. And that is a utensil, a small utensil made out of leather, aw ulbah, or a container, fiha ma', that had water in it, that was in front of him at the point of death. فَجَعَلَ يَدْخُلُ يَدَهُ فِي الْمَاءِ, and he used to put his hand inside the water. فَيَمْسَحُ بِهَا وَجْهَهُ, and then he would wipe his face from the sweat and from the agony of death, and he would say, لا إله إلا الله إن للموت لسكرات إن للموت سكرات. Indeed, death has agonies. ثم نصب يده فجعل يقول, and then after that he removed his hand, and then he said, في رفيق الأعلى, wanting to be with the companions in high stations. He wanted to pass his soul to pass to be with the companions in high stations, because he was asked whether he wanted to remain for further, a longer period of time. And in the end, he's still going to pass away and die and return to Allah. And he said, في الرفيق الأعلى حتى قبض ومالت يده, until his soul was taken away and his hand reclined, or his hand went down. Maji Malik al-Maut, the angel of death will come at the point of death. And that is mentioned in the hadith Bara ibn Azib radiallahu anha, the long hadith. And the angels of death, they will also give glad tidings. Inna led to who? To the people of Tawheed, to the people who are mukhlis. Inna alladhina qalu rabbuna Allah, Tawheed. Please bring, if you have Tafsir ibn Kathir, Tafsir al-Sa'di, bring it. And bring the verse. Inna alladhina qalu rabbuna Allah, thumma istaqamu, tatanazzalu alayhim al-malaikatu an la takhafu wa la tahzanu. Those who say, my Lord is Allah, Tawheed. From what I remember of that tafsir, is a tawheed. قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ. Look how firm they are. رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ. ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. Then they were firm upon that. They didn't sway away from shirk, away from tawheed to shirk. They didn't sway away from the sunnah to bid'ah. They didn't sway to deviation. They didn't sway to hawa, desires. رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. So be firm, Ya Abdullah. Be firm. This deen is dearer to you than your wealth and your children. This deen is firm. Take it as that which is firm. If the Qur'an was revealed on a mountain, the mountain would crumble. لَوْ أَنزَلْنَا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ عَلَى جَبَلٍ لَرَأَيْتَهُ خَاشِعًا مُتَصَدِّعًا مِنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ. It will crumble for the fear of Allah. وَتِلْكَ الْأَمْثَالُ نَضْرِبُهَا لِلنَّاسِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. And such is the similitude which we propound to men, that they may reflect. Ya Abdullah, this Qur'an is heavy. This is قول الثقيل. This is the deen of Allah. The speech of Allah. The Qur'an is the speech of Allah. An attribute from His attributes. He speaks when He wills, to Himself He wills, and He says what He wills, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Minhu bada' wa ilayhi ya'ud. To Him it began and to Him it will return. This Qur'an is powerful. The Qur'an, the speech of Allah. Do not neglect it. Do not be with those who Allah said, ittakhadu hadha al-Qur'an mahjura. They migrated this Qur'an. They left this Qur'an. But be firm with it. Because if you're firm with Tawheed, and you're firm with the Sunnah, Allah Azza wa Jal will make you of those who the angel will come, and they will give glad tidings to them at the point of death. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ أَنْ لَا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا. Angels will descend upon them. He didn't say malak, he said malaika, not one angel. Angels will descend upon you, giving you glad tidings. تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ أَنْ لَا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا. Don't fear and don't feel any distress, any sadness. نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاؤُكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. We are, just like we were your guardians in the dunya. نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاؤُكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ and in the hereafter. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ. You will have what your soul desires in the Akhirah, in Jannah. And you will have what you seek, what you want. لَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ. What you were promised. نُزُلًا مِنْ غَفُورِ الرَّحِيمِ. A great blessing from who? From غَفُورِ الرَّحِيمِ. The Forgiver, the One who is most merciful. Ey Allah, Ar-Rahman. The one who's so merciful, more merciful than the woman who sees, hears a baby crying in a barren land, and she picks up that baby and she puts it to her chest in order to feed that baby. Allahu Akbar. Allah is more merciful than that woman to that child. Ya Abdullah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls you to that which will give you life. The deen of Allah gives life. The sunnah gives life. Tawheed bin mukhlis gives life. Life to who? And to what? A life to the heart. The hearts are dead. The hearts are heedless. Upon ghafla. Tawheed, ikhlas, dhikr will give life to your heart. Life for your heart to be upon tawheed. To remember Allah. When we are surrounded by so many things to misguide us from the salah. So many occupations. So many things to occupy you. Away from the dhikr of Allah. Away from being mukhlis. You want to do, even when you're doing a good deed, shaitan is there wanting you to do it for other than Allah. Such that there, that amal is going to be with it shirk. Even Allah mentioned 18 prophets and messengers in Surah Al-An'am. And he said, وَلَوْ أَشْرَكُوا لَعَبِطَ عَنُوا مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. If they were to commit shirk, even though they did all his good deeds, if they were to commit shirk, then their actions would become null and void. Their actions would be invalidated. Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam himself, he needed Allah to be upon istiqamah. And Allah said, فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتَ. And be firm as you have been commanded. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam himself, he said, وَلَوْ كُنْتُ أَعْلَمُ الْغَيْبِ لَاسْتَكْثَرْتُ مِنَ الْخَيْرِ. If I'd known the unseen, I would have done more good. وَمَا مَسَّنِيَ السُّءُ. and no harm would have touched me. The Messenger ﷺ did not know the unseen unconditionally. He was in need of Allah himself. And he showed that in his adhkar, morning and evening. So we don't go to others besides Allah. We call upon Allah and rely upon Allah wholeheartedly. And we will be tested. أَحَسِبَ النَّاسِ أَنْ يُتْرَكُوا يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. Do people think that they will be left alone to say we believe and they will not be tested? وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ فَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَذِبِينَ. We have indeed tested those who came before them, such that we know those who are truthful and those who are upon falsehood. Be truthful and be firm upon tawheed, upon ikhlas. Ya Abdullah, wallahi is a few days. كما قال Imam Shafi رحمه الله. Ya nafsu ma hiya illa sabru ayyam. It's only a few days. كَأَنَّ مُدَّتُهَا دُغَاثُ أَحْلَامٍ. Like a few dreams. Ya nafsu juzi ani dunya mubadira. Go past this life quickly. Fa innal 'eeshata quddama. For the real life lies ahead of it. And that real life in the akhirah. Wa lil akhiratu khayru wa abqa. And the hereafter is better and everlasting. Ya Abdullah, don't be amazed with yourself. Don't feel that you are saved. Don't feel assured that you have made it. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum, as Ibn Mulayka, he mentioned, he's from the Tabi'een, narrations in Bukhari. I met 30, he said, of the Sahaba, each feared hypocrisy upon themselves. Ya Abdullah, the matter is serious. So what is going to happen at that point? For the believer, the soul will leave easily. Suhulat khuruj an-nafs al-abd. Al-Mu'min, the believer's soul will leave easily from the believer's body, from his body, like the trickle of water. But as for the disbelievers and the hypocrites, then their souls will leave like skewer. Your skewers that you put the barbecue on, the skewers. Huh? Coming out of wool, taken out with all the veins and all the... It will not come out easy. It will not come out easy. It will come out with difficulty and hardship. So the khuruj al-nafs is not going to be easy for the disbelievers. And Allah mentioned that in Surah Al-Nazi'at. وَالنَّازِعَاتِ غَرْقَ وَالنَّاشِطَاتِ نَشْطَ وَالسَّابِحَاتِ سَبْحَ فَالسَّابِقَاتِ سَبْقَ فَالْمُدَبِّرَاتِ أَمْرَ يَوْمَ تَرْجُفُ الرَّاجِفَةِ يَوْمَ تَرْجُفُ الرَّاجِفَةِ تَتْبَعُهَا الرَّادِفَةِ. The hearts, they will tremble on that day. But look at the four things that Allah mentioned. The angels, the description of the angels, the Shaykh Al-Uthaymeen rahmullah said, والنازعات, they are called نازعات because they rip out the souls of the disbelievers. The disbelievers, they don't want to come out. They love the life. They love this life. If they wanted to live all forever this life. But this is the reality. Death will come to each and every one of us. كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ. Are we not reminded how we used to grow up when we were young, upon weakness, crawling, couldn't talk, couldn't walk? Are we not reminded that towards the end of our lives, as we get older, then things happen in reverse? Again, we find talking difficult. Again, we find walking difficult. إِلَىٰ أَرْضَلِ الْعُمُرِ. Such that the person returns to the original state of affairs. Isn't that our lesson? The bones become weak. The body becomes weak. The words become perturbed. We're not able to be clear as we used to be when we were young. Ya Abdullah, the matter is a return to Allah. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَأَنَّ مَرَدَّنَا إِلَى اللَّهِ فَسَتَذْكُرُونَ مَا أَقُولُ لَكُمْ وَأُفَوِّضُ أَمْرِ إِلَى اللَّهِ. And we will all return to Allah. And you remember what we said to you. And I leave my affair with Allah. أَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ. Where are you going to go? Where are you going to go? Nowhere else except returning back to the hisab, returning back to the accountability. So nazi'ati gharqa. Shaykh al-Uthaymeen rahmullah said gharqa, which means deep in the Arabic language, which means that the angels will go into the body looking for the soul of the disbelievers to come out. وَالنَّاشِطَاتِ نَشْطَى. The angels, they're active. They fulfill the commandments of Allah. وَيَفْعَلُونَ مَا يُؤْمَرُونَ. They're not short in fulfilling the commandments of Allah. وَالسَّابِحَاتِ سَبْحَى. Signifying that they swim into the body, taking out the soul, looking for it. And the body of the disbeliever doesn't want to come out. And that's why when it comes out with agony, with difficulty, with hardship. But nafs al-mutma'inna, the soul that is the satisfied soul, the good soul, that is when they see the angels coming to them. And the angel of death, ya ayyatuha nafs al-mutma'inna, O satisfied soul, irji ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiyya, return to your Lord being pleased. The soul comes out being pleased, being happy. Ya Abdullah, there's no such thing as near-death experience. People say they died and they came back. There's no such thing. You only die once in this life. And then you move on to the barzakh. And when the soul is taken, Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu said that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Innal mu'mina bi kulli khayr. That the believer is upon all good. Ala kulli hal, upon every situation. Inna nafsahu takhruju min bayni janbay. His soul comes out between his two shoulders. Comes out between his two shoulders, meaning towards his throat, towards the gharghara. The gharghara, when the person, khalas, when that reaches your soul there, no tawbah is accepted. It's too late. وَالْمُؤْمِنِ, he says, وَيَحْمَدُ اللَّهِ. Allahu Akbar. Ya Abdullah, train yourself to be continuous upon the character of a Muslim, of a mu'min. Always praising Allah. Alhamdulillah. عَجَبًا لِأَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ. إِنَّ أَمْرَهُ كُلَّهُ خَيْرٌ. إِذَا أَصَابَهُ سَرَّاءٌ شَكَرَ فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ. وَإِذَا أَصَابَهُ ضَرَّاءٌ صَبَرَ فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ. If any good comes to him, he is thankful, and that is good for him. If any bad comes to him, he is patient. When any harm afflicts him, he is patient, and that is good for him. And you will not see that except in a believer. Don't get just here. اللهم استعان. إن المؤمن بكل خير على كل حال. إن نفسه تخرج بين جنبيه وهو يحمد الله عز وجل. May Allah make us of them that when our souls leave us, that we say Alhamdulillah. We say La ilaha illallah, and we say Alhamdulillah, and we have good opinion of Allah. And that is a good end, to have good opinion of Allah. At the point of death, to remember that the one who looked after you in this life, he will look after you at your death. The one who looked after you, sheltered you, clothed you, sustained you, fed you, aided you, gave you shelter, gave you family, gave you children, gave you brothers and sisters, gave you a community, gave you a life, made you Muslim, Allahu Akbar, upon Tawheed, upon Sunnah. And if you're grateful to him, at the point of death, you will have good opinion with Allah, about concerning Allah. You will say, Alhamdulillah. The disbelievers, they will also say, Alhamdulillah, but not at the point of death. وَقِيلَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. The last verse of Surah Zumar.
Look at the tafsir of that verse.
At the point of death, the disbelievers are gathered in large multitudes. Zumara. They will be gathered in large multitudes, heading for the fire. As they enter the hellfire, وَقِيلَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ, they will say الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Shaykh al-Sa'di rahimahullah, he mentions, because they recognize the justice of Allah, that they are deserving of this punishment, that Allah showed them the way, Allah gave them all that they will require, the faculties of understanding, the faculties of seeing, of sight, of hearing, the faculty has been able to search for the truth. And they recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Ya'muru bil adl wal ihsan. And they say as they enter the hellfire, Alhamdulillah. Wa qila alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. They recognize. But it's too late then. It's too late. And they will say, as their soul leaves them, Rabbi irji'un la'alli a'malu saliha. Oh, our Lord, let me return back to this life that I may do good deeds. Ya Abdullah, udhkurullaha dhikran kathira. Remember Allah much. Allah didn't say udhkurullaha bas. He said udhkurullaha dhikran kathira. Remember Allah much. We don't want to slip. Allah protect us from slipping. We don't want to slip because life is short and life is moving very fast and we are occupied with this dunya. Occupied, illa man rahim Allah. So may Allah make us of those whom He describes, وَالذَّاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَالذَّاكِرَاتِ أَعَدَّ اللَّهُ لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةً وَأَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. Those who remember Allah much, Allah has prepared for them forgiveness and a great reward. The hadith that we just read about the disbelievers saying Alhamdulillah, about the believers saying Alhamdulillah at the point of death. That hadith is in Muslim Imam Ahmad, and Shaykh Albani rahimahullah mentioned it in the Sahiha. Likewise, Ya Abdullah, when the soul leaves the body, it is followed by the eyes. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Inna ar-ruha idha qubida tabi'ahu al-basar." Indeed, when the soul is taken, is snatched to be taken, or grasped to be taken, it is followed by the eyesight. That hadith is in Sahih Muslim. And likewise, the angels opened the heavens, the doors to the heavens for the believer. The first heaven, the second heaven, the third heaven, they are opened for the believer. In hadith of Bara' ibn Azib. And for the disbelievers, لَا تُفَتَّحُ أَبْوَابُ السَّمَاءِ للكفار. For the disbelievers, they will not be opened. For the believers, they will be called by the beautiful names that they were called and known by in this dunya. And they will address that soul with nafsu tayyiba. Oh good soul. Oh good soul. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will command that the soul of the believers be returned safely to the graves, and that their book be written in Iliyin. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا عِلِّيُّونَ كِتَابٌ مَرْقُومٌ يَشْهَدُهُ الْمُقَرَّبُونَ إِنَّ الْأَبْرَارَ لَفِي نَعِيمٍ عَلَى الْأَرَائِكِ يَنْظُرُونَ تَعْرِفُ فِي وُجُوهِهِمْ نَضْرَةَ النَّعِيمِ يُسْقَوْنَ مِنْ رَحِيقٍ مَخْتُومٍ خِتَامُهُ مِسْكٌ وَفِي ذَلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ. This is what we should strive for. This is what we should compete for. For that good soul. That soul that is na'im. The soul that is from the abrar. The righteous soul. The good soul that competes to do good deeds. Ya Abdullah, keep up your 5 daily prayers. Keep up your charity. Keep up your fasting of Ramadan. Keep up, do your hajj. Don't be miserly. Do your umrah. Al-umrah to al-umrah. Increases wealth. Umrah to Umrah increases wealth. No doubt. It removes poverty. Just as the furnace removes the slag from the iron, the impurities from the iron. So perform Umrah and do the Hajj and be righteous and dutiful to your parents and be kind to your brothers and sisters and look after your children. Bring them up upon goodness. It's not easy, but strive with dua, your utmost, and call to good. Smile in your brother's face is charity. Help your brother to form his, on board his form of transport is sadaqah. Speaking good is charity. Ya Abdullah, increase in charity, increase in good deeds. Increase. They are the sabiqoon. They are the ones who rush to do good deeds. They are the ones who will be ahead, because there will be a regret for all of us. And that regret is, we wish we'd have done more dhikr in this life, because it's easy with the tongue. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah, wahdahu la sharika lah, lahu al-mulk wa lahu al-hamd, wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. Loving the good people, being with the good people, kunu ma'a as-sadiqin, being with the righteous, being with the ulama, being with Ahl Sunnah, being with the Sunnah, being upon Sidq. يأمر الله تعالى أن تعاد روح المؤمن إلى الأرض بعد أن يكتب أو يكتب كتابه في عليين. The writing of the book recorded by the angels. كراما كاتبين يعلمون ما تفعلون. They know all that you do. Everything that you say, everything that you do is written. Even the fitna that your cause is of is written. Don't be a cause of fitna. Don't be a cause of namima. Don't be a cause of ghiba, of tail carrying and backbiting. تطرح روح الكافر من السماء طرحا. As for the disbeliever's soul, it will be thrown back into the earth. حتى تقع في جسده. Until it reaches its body. بعد أن يكتب كتابه بعد أن يكتب كتابه في سجين. وما أدراك ما سجين كتاب مرقوم ويل يومئذ للمكذبين. Woe to the repudiators on that day, to the deniers, those who deny the truth. As the person is buried in his grave, Abdullah ibn, on the authority of Amr ibn As, on the authority of Amr ibn As radiyallahu anhu, أنه قال إذا دفنتموني فشنوا التراب شنا. When you bury me, he says to his friends, to his companions, then put the turab, sprinkle the turab, gather the turab and sprinkle it, spread it. ثم أقيموا حول قبري قدر ما تنحر جزور وَيُقْسَمُ لَحْمُهَا. And stay around my grave the period of time that a camel is slaughtered and its meat is distributed. حَتَّى أَسْتَأْنِسُ بِكُمْ, such that I may feel because you know that point of death, they hear the footsteps of those leaving. It's just you and your amal. The people put in their graves, they hear the footsteps of the people leaving their graves. So he said, stay around for a period of time. For this period that the camel is slaughtered and its meat is distributed. And of course the Prophet ﷺ at that time, he said, supplicate for your companion who's deceased, because now he is being questioned. Ask for his thabat. Ask for him to be firm. And Allah said, يُثَبِّتُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِالْقَوْلِ الثَّابِتِ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. Allah will make firm the believers with the qawl al-thabit, with a strong, firm qawl, kalimat al-tawheed, the person being sincere. And also in the akhirah, in his grave, when they are questioned, مَا رَبُّكْ مَا دِينُكْ من هذا الرجل الذي بعث إليكم؟ Who's your Lord? What's your state that you died upon, your deen? And who is this man that came upon you? For the believer, Shaykh Saleh Fawzan, he will say, Rabbi Allah, easily, with deen al-Islam. And he will say, the man who came that was sent amongst us, he is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was sent upon us to be followed and we followed him. And Shaykh Saleh Fawzan said, don't think it's easy for the one who is not upon Tawheed to say Rabbi Allah. Don't think it's easy for the one who is not upon the Sunnah to say that he is the Messenger of Allah that was sent upon us. Don't think that if you did not practice Islam, that it's easy for you to say Deen al-Islam. It's not easy. إنه يسير لمن يسره الله عليه. It is easy for those Allah has made it easy for. And as for exactly the exact point that the angel is saying, that only Allah knows. We know as soon as the soul returns to the body, it's made to sit, and then the two angels, Munkar and Nakir, come and they question him. But you have these Sufi deviants, the likes of Tahir Qadri, who's got a YouTube video at the grave, and he's saying to the person, when he says to you, when the angel said to you, Mar Rabbuk, say, Rabbi Allah. Daddy, what is this? And when the angel says to you, what is your deen? Say, deen of Islam. What if the angel is asking the second question and you give him the answer of the first question? What is this? You do not know the point exactly. So how are you talking to the person in the grave that when he says this, say this? No, you make tabat. You ask for tabat for the person in the grave. But this is the case of those who have strayed. دغطة القبر لا نجاة لأحد منها حتى الصبيان. The authority of Abdullah ibn Umar رضي الله عنهما, that the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said, إن للقبر دغطة. Indeed, for the قبر there is a دغطة, there is a constriction. فلو نجا أو سلم أحد منها لنجا سعد بن معاذ. If anyone was to be saved from that, then Sa'ad ibn Mu'ad would have been saved from that. From the great companions, radiallahu anhu, that when he died, the throne of Allah shook, as come in the authentic narration, because of the greatness of this companion, Sa'ad ibn Mu'ad, radiallahu anhu. And that hadith, Muslim Ibn Ahmad, and it's also sahih, number 1695 in Sahiha. وعن أبي أيوب رضي الله عنه أن صبيان دفن, that a child was buried. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, so the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said, لو أفلت أحدكم من ضمة القبر لأفلت هذا الصبي. If there was anyone that was going to be free from the initial constriction of the grave, it would have been this child. And that hadith is in Tabrani with the Isnad, رجاله كلهم ثقات, and it's also in Sahiha 2164. These are authentic narrations, that there is an initial constriction of the grave, and it is widened according to the person's actions, according to how the person lived his life. Was it a life of righteousness or a life of unrighteousness? And it was asked by Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, ذكر فتان القبر, when he was mentioning those who are trialed in the grave. فقال عمر, so Umar radiallahu anhu said, أترد علينا عقولنا يا رسول الله, will our intellects be returned to us, O Messenger of Allah? So the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, yes, na'am, كَهَيْئَتِكَ الْيَوْمِ, just like today, just like your situation today. Your aql, your intellect will be returned to you. فَقَالُ عُمَرْ بِفِيهِ الْحَجَرِ. And that narration is in Musnad Imam Ahmad likewise, and in Tabarani. And it is sahih in Sahih Targhib At-Tarhib wa Tarhib of Al-Mundhiri, and the sahih, the check-in of Sheikh Albani rahimahullah, number 3553. The people in their graves will hear those leaving them as they are left. إِذَا مَاتَ إِبْنُ آدَمَ إِنْ قَطَى عَمَلُهُ. All the actions cease except for three. A pious child that they left behind. وَلَدٍ صَالِحْ يَدْعُ لَهُ. صَدَقَةٍ جَارِيَةٍ. A continuous charity that leave behind. And ilm, يُنْتَفَعْ بِهِ النَّاسِ. The beneficial knowledge that leave behind. The scholars have all three, as Sheikh Ali Nasir al-Faqihi mentioned. Because they leave behind not just their own children, but the children of the ummah that they taught, that are supplicating for them. Don't we supplicate for the likes of Shaykh bin Baz rahimullah, and the likes of Shaykh al-Albani rahimullah, and the likes of Shaykh al-Uthaymeen rahimullah, these great scholars, the likes of Shaykh Muqbil rahimullah. Look at the life that they lived. A life of reviving the deen. Reviving the deen of Allah. Shaykh bin Baz rahimullah. Teaching the people day and night. That was his life. And doing charity in secret, only to be found out afterwards. His wife mentioned, Ahmed, at the day that he died, the night that he died, he got up for tahajjud and he slept. Then he got up for tahajjud again and then he slept and he never woke up after that. It was a Thursday morning, because I remember it. We were in Saudi at the time. I remember that morning, and it was a sad day. It was a sad day, but we do not say except what Allah, it pleases Allah. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Shaykh Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen rahimullah, when he died likewise, upon ibadah, I remember going to the janazah in Makkah, in the haram. He was teaching in the last 10 nights of Ramadan, and he was teaching and he said, I do not know, maybe this will be my last year I'm teaching in this Masjid al-Haram. And he passed away, rahimahullah. And the janazah was large. Many people were there to pray over the Shaykh, rahimahullah. And he was carried, he was shrouded, and he was carried on the shoulders of men. And he was buried in the same graveyard as Shaykh bin Baz, rahimahullah, was buried. Ya ikhwan, Shaykh Muqbil, rahimahullah. This great scholar who came to Jeddah at the time of his illness, and he was in Hayr Rawda in Mustashfa Malik Faisal, and we went to visit the Sheikh. And as he would come out after Asr, he would come out and walk into the quarters, and he was still making dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, still asking questions about 40 hadith. As we're walking with him, he's asking, which of the narrations are da'if in 40 hadith? And then why are they da'if? Tell me the reason why. Who's the narrator that is weak in that chain of narration? Himmah, concern. And yet, subhanAllah, at that time, he didn't look well. And he was walking very slowly. I don't want to describe how, because Sheikh was looking very ill. And I will not describe it. Rahimahullah. And he was there in front of, in Mecca, with who? With Sheikh Ahmed al-Najmi rahimahullah, together on the same platform, teaching before he passed away. Teaching with Sheikh Ahmed al-Najmi rahimahullah, the love that they had for each other. And then in the same year or two, Sheikh Rabi' bin Hadi and Sheikh Muhammad al-Banna rahimullah on the same platform. Sheikh Rabi refused to speak. He said, you Sheikh Muhammad al-Banna, you're older than me. Sheikh Muhammad al-Banna rahimullah said, no, I used to be your teacher, but you are my teacher now. SubhanAllah, the love, the mahabba, the khuwa. Sheikh al-Bani rahimullah, his whole life in hadith. Checking the four sunans. Doing mukhtasar of Bukhari and Muslim. Life given to the akhirah, ya akhwan. These are our scholars. And we say to you, Takfiris and Hizbis, who are your scholars? Alhamdulillah, we name our men. Who are your men? These scholars are the ones who revived the deen as a whole. As the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said, Hadith Sunan Abi Dawood, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَبْعَثُ عَلَى رَأْسِ الْقَرْنِ مَنْ يُجَدِّدُ لِلْأُمَّةِ أُمُورَ دِينِهَا. At the head of every century, Allah revived the deen as a whole. They don't just talk about one aspect of the deen. They revived tahara, salah, siyam, zakah, hajj, iman billah, wal malaikati, wa kutubihi, wa rusulihi, wal yawm al-akhir, wal qadr khayri wa sharri. They revived the deen as a whole. And ihsan, this is the deen. Daka Jibreel atakum yu'allimukum deenakum. Hada huwa deen. Which deen are you living? The deen that these ulama taught. Sheikh Mughbir rahimahullah on the plane. He's going back to Yemen after having graduated, after having finished his masters. He's leaving now the Mamlaka, going to Yemen. And he wrote it in one of his books. I knew, he said, it's a big task. And I have nothing, just coins in my pocket. That's how I have of the dunya. Just coins in my pocket. And I know ahead of me, there's Zaydiya, there's Rafida, Shia, there's deviations, Ikhwan, there's all that. But what we have is Tawheed, the Hujjah of Allah. وَتِلْكَ حُجَّتُنَا آتَيْنَاهَا إِبْرَاهِيمَ عَلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ نَرْفَعُ دَرَجَاتٍ مَنْ نَشَاءٍ إِنَّ رَبَّكَ حَكِيمٌ عَلِيمٌ. That's what we have. As Ahl al-Sunnah, we have the Hujjah, we have the Quwwah, Quwwat al-Bayan, Quwwah in going back to قال الله قال رسول الله قال الصحابة. And with that, Allah will raise you in this life and will aid you in the grave with the Aqeedah Sahiha. Allahu Akbar, making nashr of this deen to your family members, to your neighbors and to others. Allah will raise you and protect you in your grave. Ya Abdullah, increase in knowledge, Allah will protect you. If you practice that knowledge that you have learnt, the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, you read Surah Al-Mulk every night, protection of the punishment of the grave. Read it every night, 30 verses. Surah Al-Mulk, Allahu Akbar. Beautiful surah. Wallahi, beautiful surah. Tabaraka alladhi biyadihi al-mulk wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. Alladhi khalaqa al-mawta wal-hayata. Were you in this life? None of us were in this life. We were all dead. We were all dead without life. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us life. كيف تكفرون بالله وكنتم أمواتا فأحياكم ثم يميتكم ثم إليه ترجعون. Without life, and Allah gave us life, then He should cause us to die, then He should raise us up again, and to Him is the return. So why? Who are we? Have we reached the mountains in height? Have we tread over the whole earth and penetrated all the earth? We have not. ولا تمشي في الأرض براحة إن الله لا يحب كل مختال فخور. Allah doesn't love every boastful, arrogant person. Don't go in the land full of pride. Humble to Allah. من تواضع إلى رفعه الله. Whoever humbles himself, Allah will raise him. ولا تمشي في الأرض مرحا. إنك لن تخرق الأرض ولن تبلغ الجبال طولا. You didn't tread the earth, the whole earth, nor did you reach the mountain in height. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who raises. يرفع من يشاء ويذل من يشاء يعز من يشاء ويذل من يشاء. Allah honors whom He wills and He debases whom He wills. It's all in the hands of Allah. We need Allah in our lives to call upon, to rely upon, seek His help for protection. No one else but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can aid you. We call upon Him for His protection and His aid. The grave is indeed dark. Sheikh Saleh Fawzan said, you can't even remove the turab, the soil that is above you. When you're put in the grave and it's dark, and the lahad is made for you, when you're put inside, and then the people cover you with the soil, and it's now you're in there on your own. يتبع الميت ثلاث يبقى اثنان ويرجع واحد. يتبع الميت أهله وماله وعمله. Three things follow the dead person. Two return. His family return and his wealth return. And what is left is your actions. That is what has remained. How can one feel at ease that they missed the salah? Wallahi, a salah, how can you feel at ease? The Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, one time, when they were in a valley, and the sun shone, they were tired, the sun shone, got sun rose. He got up, concerned. And he said, indeed in this valley there is a shaitan. He went to another place, and he established the salah. It was after sunrise. One time it happened to him, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And one time he got occupied in expedition, and the asr was delayed. Not intentionally. Ya Abdullah, how can we feel ease that any of the commandments of Allah are not fulfilled? How can we feel ease? Wallah, what Allah has is khayrun wa abqa, is better and everlasting. What Allah has, not just for the akhirah, but for you in this life, happiness. When you see the ulama, they're happy. These great scholars, they're happy. They're happy with what? With tawheed and sunnah. With tawheed and sunnah. A man, a righteous man, would be sat on his grave and he would not feel any faza. He'd not feel any. He would not be scared. He would not feel afraid. Qabla su'al, before the questioning. That is the righteous man. As he's being questioned, Allahu Akbar, يثبت الله الذين آمنوا بالقول الثابت في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة. In his grave, he has tabat. Because he had tabat in this life. Money didn't make him change his deen or weaken him. It wasn't about status. It was about iman. It was about faith. True faith with sincerity. What do people say? It doesn't matter what they say. Who cares what they say? They laugh at you and me. You have a beard. Huh? You have a thobon. You have a beard. You pray. When the time comes to pray, yes. You may be in a classroom, in school, and you go into a class that's empty and you pray. And then the teacher comes in. It's happened. Happened to me. Teacher comes in while you're praying. You're going to stop your prayer? No. This is the deen of Allah. This is salah. Inna salata kanat ala al-mu'minina kitaban mawquta. You establish the prayer. And then you explain afterwards. I was praying. Da'wah for them. Time reached the prayer. Allahu Akbar. Nothing else is more important than that. The salah. As-salah. As-salah. Wa ma malakat aymanukum. And those under your responsibility, give the rights of Allah and the rights of the people. As Sheikh Abbad mentioned, that hadith means rights of Allah and the rights of the people before you die. And Umar radiallahu anhu, on the point of death, he said, "La khayra, la khayra fi Islami man taraka salah." There is no good for a person's Islam if he leaves the prayer, he discards the prayer. Punishment for those who discard the prayer in the grave. Punishment for those who urinate and they do not conceal themselves when they urinating, nor conceal the urine from their bodies whilst urinating. Punishment for those who deal with riba. Punishment for those who deal with usury. Punishment for those who do not pay the zakah in the grave. The Prophet ﷺ mentioned when the punishment comes, and we mentioned that hadith. When a punishment is about to come to the person, from the top of his head, he's protected. From the right, he's protected. From the left, he's protected. From his feet, he's protected. Because he fulfilled the salah. He fulfilled the zakah. And from his feet, he was righteous. He did righteous actions. And that would be a reason for the punishment not to go, not to come from his feet. So the person is protected from above him from below him, from the right of himself, from the left of himself. Ya Abdullah, the affair of the grave is serious. Even the people, the human beings, cannot, if they were to hear the screams, the pain of the people of the grave, they will not be able to. The Messenger ﷺ said, لَوْلَا أَن تَدَافَنُوا لَدَعَوْتَ اللَّهِ أَن يُسْمِعَكُمْ مِنْ عَذَابِ الْقَبْرِ الَّذِي أَسْمَعَ مِنْهِ. The Messenger ﷺ showing that this is a blessing from Allah that we are put in the grave, that we are buried. Because he would have supplicated that we would have heard the punishment of the grave, that which he himself hears. When he heard the two being punished, إِنَّهُمَا لَيُعَذَّبَانَ. Eating from the tree of paradise before the day of judgment. Hadith of Ka'b ibn Malik, radiallahu anhu, قَالَ رَسُولُ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ إِنَّ أَرْوَاحَ الشُّهَدَاءِ فِي أَجْوَافِ طَيْرٍ خُدْرٍ تَعَلُّقُوا مِنْ ثَمَرِ الْجَنَّةِ أَوْ شَجَرِ الْجَنَّةِ. That is the souls of the martyrs inside green birds eating from the fruits of paradise. And those martyrs are not those martyrs who go and put suicide belts around their bodies and killing themselves and killing others indiscriminately. That is not the martyrs. That is not the martyrs, because they cause more harm than good. And that is not what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded you to do. Allah says, وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Don't kill yourselves. وَلَا تُلْقُوا بِأَيْدِيكُمْ وَلَا تَهْلُكَ. Don't cause destruction with your own hands to yourself. That is not martyrdom, to kill yourself. Whether it's a shoe bomber or pants bomber or whatever bomber it is, all of that is evil. And it is destruction and it is ignorance. And the heads of the Khawarij, they don't go, but they let the Shabab go. You find them sitting in their places. Many years ago, there was one takfiri in Acton, Shepherd's Bush, Acton area. And there are many. And this is one example I'm saying. And I remember he was saying, yes, let's go, jihad, let's go. And it was at that time, Shishan, or one of the, I can't remember the country, but it was a country, not Shishan, it was another country. And he said to them, burn your passports and let's all go. Basically, go there and burn your passports and just basically seek martyrdom. Subhanallah, everybody that went with him, they burned their passport, but he left his passport intact. And he came back. هَكَذَا تَكْفِيرِيُّونَ كَذَّابُونَ. The biggest liars. He left his and he came back. Because there was witnesses that he came back. Subhanallah. They hasty. They cause more harm than good. And they want the Shabab like yourselves to go out and destroy themselves, cause destruction to themselves. Did they bring any benefit? In Syria, did they bring benefit? Turmoil upon turmoil. So many different factions, everyone killing themselves. In Iraq, did they do any benefit? Bring any benefit? Allah protect us. We have no other way. There's no entertainment. There is no entertainment in bringing about this deen. It's not about entertainment. It's not about a feel-good factor. This deen is about amal as-salih. This deen is about ikhlas and amal as-salih. It's not about a feel-good factor. Let's have an enjoyment. Let's enjoy ourselves. This deen is haqq. As for those who use entertainment to gain the masses, then they call themselves, and they call to other than the deen. Like you have that individual, one individual said, he saw some YouTube videos, and he said in the year 2022, that Palestine will be liberated. I said, how do you know? He says, oh, they made calculations. How? What calculations? Calculations of the Halley Comet every 76 years it comes by. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. What is this? Halley Comet? What's that got to do with qala Allah, qala Rasulullah, qala Sahaba? Deviation upon deviation. People following desires, following this tafsir Why didn't they go back to the book of Allah and go back to the sunnah of the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? The takfir is easy for them, read magazines, talk about politics, it's easy. But now go and read Bukhari, and study Muslim, study Kitab al-Imara, the book of leadership in Muslim, and you will not be takfiri anymore. But they don't want to go through the hard way, the only way, and it is the best way. They don't want to study the six books of hadith. They don't want to study tafsir of Quran, whether it's tafsir al-Tabari, or tafsir al-Baghawi, or tafsir ibn Kathir, or the tafsir that came afterwards, Muhammad Amin al-Shinqiti, and tafsir of al-Sa'di. They don't want to go the hard way. They want easy. But easy and without guidance is the way to destruction. Pick up a newspaper, anyone can do that. But picking up the hadith, following the path of the ulama, is not for anyone. For those who are sincere and for those who strive. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُولَنَا. Those who strive in our cause, then we will guide them to paths of goodness. Ya Abdullah, the angels supplicate for the soul until he is put in his grave. The grave is lightened, illuminated. The grave is spacious, made spacious for the believer and is given glad tidings, as the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned. Jabir radiallahu anhu reported, إِذَا دَخَلَ الْمَيِّتِ الْقَبْرِ, when the dead person, when he enters the grave, مُثِّلَتِ الشَّمْسُ عِنْدَ غُرُوبِهَا فَيَجْلِسُ يَمْسَحْ عَيْنَيْهِ, then it is made to look for him the sun as it's sitting. And the believer wipes his eyes. يقول دعوني أصلي, let me pray. This hadith is in Sunan Ibn Majah. Subhanallah, he's in the grave. He passed away. He's a believer. He sees the sun setting, and he wipes his eyes. Sees the sun setting. Subhanallah. Look what he remembers from that which he used to do. دعوني أصلي. Allahu Akbar. Isn't the prayer, and it should be, the coolness of our eyes, the love that we have for it. جُعِلَتْ قُرَّةُ عَيْنِي فِي الصَّلَاةِ, the love of the prayer, the coolness of my eyes is in the prayer. The hadith, subhanallah, دعوني أصلي, أخرجه ابن ماجة في سننه. الله أكبر. Notice, the servant is not asked about politics in his grave. He's not asked about this one and that one in his grave. He's asked about him. He's asked about the deen. In what state was his deen? And he's asked about ibadah. What was his ibadah like? The Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, hadith of Anas bin Malik, إِنَّ الْمُؤْمِنِ إِذَا وُضِعَ فِي قَبْرِهِ أَتَاهُ مَلَكُ فيقول له ما كنت تعبد. The angel will say to him, what were you worshipping? Subhanallah. What were you worshipping? فإن الله هداه. And this one is with the kasra, it reads better. وإن الله هداه, that if Allah guides him to say, he will say, كنت أعبد الله. He will say, I used to worship Allah. فَيُقَالُ لَهُ, and he said to him, مَا كُنْتَ تَقُولُ فِي هَذَا الرَّجُلِ, what was it that you used to say about this man? فَيَقُولُ هُوَ عَبْدُ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولُهُ, he is a slave of Allah and his messenger. فَمَا يُسْأَلْ عَنْ شَيْءٍ غَيْرِهَا, and he will not be asked anything besides that. That is in one wording. In the other wording, he'll be asked about his deen, and he'll ask about Allah, and he'll be asked about the messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and a window of hellfire will be shown to him, or where he would have gone, and it would be said to him, this is what Allah saved you from. And as for the disbeliever and the hypocrite, then it will be shown to him where he would have gone, paradise. And you'll be more regret for that individual. And your place will be known where you're going to go in your grave. The believer, when he sees paradise and how beautiful paradise is and how it is, he says, "Oh, Ya Rabbi, Aqim al-Sa'ah. Oh, my Lord, establish the prayer. Make the prayer, establish the hour. Make the hour come." Because he can't wait to get to Jannah. And in his grave, he smells a beautiful fragrance. And he sees a sight of a man who looks good, in good. And he says, "Who are you?" And he says, "Ana amaluka salih. I am your righteous action. Your actions that you used to do." And for the disbelievers and hypocrites, when they see a man who is disfigured, a person that looks horrible, he will say, "I am your action, your evil actions." And the person, the hypocrite, will be hit between his eyes and his forehead with a hammer. And he will scream a scream that will be heard by all of the jinn and the animals, as far as can be. You cannot hear the dead, nor can you make the dead hear. فَإِنَّكَ لَا تُسْمِعُ الْمَوْتَى وَلَا تُسْمِعُ الصُّمَّ الدُّعَاءِ إِذَا وَلَّوْ مُدْبِرِينَ. You cannot hear the dead. Even the messengers of Allah cannot make the dead people hear. And there's an excellent book by Al-Alusi, and Sheikh Albani's got a checking of it. And he called it Adam Sama' al-Amwat, that the dead people cannot hear. Yes, they can hear only those that was mentioned in the hadith, the footsteps of those leaving them. And they can hear the people of Badr, the disbelievers who fought the Muslims in Badr. They heard what the Messenger of Allah permitted that they would hear when he said, "Hal wajadtum ma hal wajadtum ma katab hal wajadtum ma wa'ad rabbukum haqqan." Did you find that which your Lord had promised you? They were made to hear that. And that book is an excellent book by Sheikh Albani rahimahullah. And that book, if you read the introduction, you will see the caliber of Sheikh Albani rahimahullah, who he was. Because he said, "I got this book as a manuscript from Jamia Islamiyah. It was a manuscript, Yahi." And he said, "I'm on the plane checking the ahadith of this book. I used up my time on the plane to go through the ahadith of this book." SubhanAllah. On the plane, Yahi. Sheikh Albani, Allah, on his way back, his concern is on the plane, he's checking the ahadith. SubhanAllah. And he shows you the caliber of this great alim, concerned for the ummah. And he put it out, and it's an excellent book. And he brought both sides, those who say they can hear, those who say they can't hear. And then the proof being that they can only hear in those specific places that the Messenger mentioned. As for hearing unconditionally, then no. Sheikh Abbad, he mentioned that the punishment is going to be in the grave, both to the body and to the soul. And he said, just as the evil person or the unrighteous person enjoyed bad deeds, both soul and both body, likewise, their punishment will be body and soul. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from the punishment of the grave. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us firm in this life until we meet Him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us firm in the graves to answer the questions of the grave. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us die upon Tawheed and Sunnah. Wallahi, there isn't anything better than that. When I was reading the biography of Sufyan al-Thawri, rahimahullah, he died 161 Hijriyah. They used to say about him, and he's Amir al-Mu'minin fil Hadith. They used to say about him, "Whenever I meet him, he always reminds me of death. He always reminds me of the Akhirah." This is the case of the ulama, the case of the scholars. They remind each other, and they remind the followers of the Akhirah is coming. Don't fall short. Be firm. Be with righteous people who help you get to Jannah. May Allah protect us from slipping. Many people have slipped. People have left some of the deen. People thinking they run away from deen, they run away from culture. They run away from what? Maybe a bad upbringing. And they think they run away from the deen. No, the deen of Allah is mercy. The deen of Allah is kindness. The deen of Allah is beautiful. There's nothing better than it. The deen of Allah is sweet. Ibn Taymiyyah rahimullah read the Quran 80 times. He's in prison. In prison, and he read the Quran 80 times. And he said, this is where my Jannah is. I'm in Jannah. He's reading the Quran. He's in Jannah. Allahu Akbar. How he feels. The scholars, yes, they were tortured. Those who stood firm, and they stood firm, and Allah protected them and aided them. Be with those ulama who call you to righteousness, call you to tawheed, call you to sunnah. It's only a matter of days. And we all fall in one by one. And nobody knows who's next. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. May Allah make us firm at the point of death. May Allah not allow shaitan to take us and deviate us away from this sirat al-mustaqim. He will stand on this sirat al-mustaqim. He will wait on this sirat al-mustaqim for each and every one of us. When we come for the salah, he will be there for us. In the salah, khinzib, he will try to make us not remember much in the prayer. وَإِذَا قَامُوا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ قَامُوا كُسَالَى يُرَاؤُونَ النَّاسِ. They don't remember Allah except little. Don't be like that. Be firm. This is your greatest ibadah. And be mukhlis in all of that. May Allah protect us. It's a long way to go. But wallahi, in reality, it's not long. It's short. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه الغفور الرحيم. Inshallah, I do this when we go back. If there's questions here that we don't know, we will take them back inshallah, and we'll try to ask Sheikh Fawzan in Riyadh. Because we are there about one week of the month, and we'll try and do our best to go to Dar al-Iftah. This question is a strange question. I can't seem to pray and do not know why. What can I do? What do you mean you can't seem to pray? Say, A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem. Seek refuge in Allah morning and evening. Read the three quls morning and evening. May Allah protect you and me. Ask Allah for guidance. Sincerely. Sheikh Rabi' Hafidhullah said, one time I remember, he said, if a person in his sujood, he says, Ya Rabbi, guide me, ihdini, Allah will guide you if you're sincere. So the first thing is rectification of the heart. Inna fil jasadi mudgha, idha salahat, salah al jasadu kullu, wa idha fasadat, fasad al jasadu kullu, ala wa hiya al qalb. So maybe this person, and we all need it, is rectification of the heart. Condition your heart with the dhikr of Allah. Condition your heart to call upon Allah for guidance. And if you're sincere, Allah will guide you. Allah will guide you. And be with the righteous. They will encourage you to pray. When they stand up for prayer, they will call you to pray. You can do it. Don't say, I can't. There's a time a man came to the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet said, eat with your right hand. He said, I can't. Subhanallah. And that person, it was narrated, was never able to eat with his right hand. Never say, I can't. You can, bi-idhnillah. By the power of Allah. Allah is al-qawi. Isn't it the movements that we make is all in the hands of Allah? Isn't it? Even your tarfata'ain, the blinks of your eyes, the breathing, your tanaffus, your walking, your movements, all of that in the hands of Allah, by the will of Allah. وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا يَشَاءَ اللَّهِ. So ask Allah, you can. This is shaitan telling you this, I can't. You can. You have the ability. Inshallah. If you can't stand, yes, that's different. فَإِذَا لَمْ تَسْتَطِعْ أَن تُصَلِّ قَائِمًا صَلِّ جَالِسًا قَاعِدًا. If you can't stand up praying, pray sitting down. If you can't pray sitting down, pray lying down. If you can't even pray lying down, pray with your eyes. Allahu Akbar. سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدًا. Pray with your eyes. Never say, I can't. You can. The Prophet ﷺ never left prayer. In resident, salah is salah. This is your salvation. Never say, I can't. There's a story, a brother who came to Islam. He never used to pray Fajr, he never used to pray his prayers. It was said to him, Akhi, pray. He said, Allah doesn't get me up for Fajr to pray. He gets up for work, but he doesn't get up for Fajr. He says, Allah doesn't get me up for Fajr. So he said to him, Akhi, and this is a true story, put your alarm on, intend to get up, and Allah will aid you to get up. He said to him, try it. You see, the first one, he said, I can't. Allah, and he blamed Allah. Allah doesn't get me up. So he put his alarm on, and he got up. And the second day he got up. And the third day, the whole week he got up. As he came to the next week, in one of the days he didn't get up. And he said, you see, I intended to get up, I didn't get up. I prayed later. I got up later. And he was asked, what day was that? When he was told that what day that was, it was said to him, no, actually, the clock changed on that day. So Allah did permit that you get up on time. But you didn't realize the clock changed on that day. Allah yahdik. So subhanAllah, Allah wants ease for us. Yuridullahu bikum al-yusr. This is a true story. And alhamdulillah, from until today, that person is continuing his salawat al-khams. So never say never. You can do it, but you need to have the azimah from the heart. Don't have a lazy heart. A heart that is attentive. A heart that is ready. رِجَالٌ لَا تُرْهِيهِمْ تِجَارَةٌ وَبَيْعٌ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. They're the رِجَال. They're not occupied with business and worldly transactions over the remembrance of Allah. Remembrance of Allah comes, Allahu Akbar, they're ready. Bismillah. There isn't anything better than this. I don't understand this question. Would it be possible to get the other side? I don't understand it. Would it be possible to get the other side? To get to the other side. We're all going to go. All of us. It's possible. Everyone will go. Please remind about Masjid Tawheed, Cardiff. La shak, alhamdulillah, masjid to build a house for the sake of Allah. There's food and drinks outside. Alhamdulillah, all proceeds go to buying the building, inshallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wafaqhum. Masjid al-Tawheed. May Allah aid them. Alhamdulillah, they don't have much to go. Naam, continuous charity in giving towards the masjid. La shak wa la raib. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu anfiqu mimma razaqnakum min qabli an ya'tiya ahadakumul maut. Give charity, what we have given you, before death reaches you. فيقول ربي لولا أخرتني إلى أجل قريب فأصدق وأكون من الصالحين. That such that the person says, oh Allah, if you delay my ajal, my time that I'm supposed to leave this life, then I will be from the righteous. ولن يؤخر الله. Look at this verse. لن, never will Allah delay that person's soul. وَلَنْ يُؤَخِّرَ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهَا. When the ajal comes, it's not delayed. وَاللَّهُ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. And Allah knows all that you do. Is it permissible for women to go with their husbands to the graveyards for a reminder. Not regular, but once or twice. Na'am, the Prophet ﷺ said, كُنْتُ أَنْهَاكُمْ عَنْ زِيَارَةِ الْقُبُورِ. I used to forbid you from visiting graves. فَزُورُوهَا. Visit the graves. فَإِنَّهَا تُذَكِّرُكُمْ لِهَادِمْ لِلدَّاتِ. For it reminds you of the destroyer of desires. And some scholars say that came after the forbiddance. And that is where the Prophet ﷺ said, لَعَنَ اللَّهِ زَوَّارَاتِ الْقُبُورِ. Allah curses those females who continuously visit graves. زَوَّارَاتِ الْقُبُورِ. So there, some scholars have mentioned, like Shaykh Albani rahimahullah, and other than him, they mentioned that this other hadith which we mentioned first abrogates the first hadith. And that the Prophet ﷺ said, I used to warn you from visiting the graves, rather visit the graves. And that was to both men and women, because he didn't just say men. He didn't restrict it to men. Visit the graves because it reminds you of the destroyer of desires, death. And likewise, Shaykh Albani rahimullah, he mentioned that zawarat here is in the form of a sighatul mubalagha, in the form of excessiveness, yani much. The warning here is for women to go much to the graves. Why? Because what is known from women in their nature is that they become more emotional. They cry more than the men in that sense, because of the softness of their hearts compared to the men. The men generally, not like the women, وَلَيْسَ ذَكَرُكَ الْأُنْثَى. Women become more emotional in these situations. And so what is prohibited is wailing and shouting at the graveyards or at someone has died and deceased in your family. That is what is forbidden. But visiting the graves is for men and women now and then, but don't go on a Friday, the day of Eid. Don't go on the day of Eid. Go and visit the graves as a reminder. فَزُورُوهَا. So we go and remind yourselves of it. Is it permissible to speak to a loved one who is in the grave? Just to speak to them. Make dua for them. Supplicate for them. وَلَدٍ صَالِحْ يَدْعُ لَهُ. As for speaking, this is not dua, supplication. As for reading the Quran to them to pass it on to the dead, speaking to them, conversing as you converse with someone alive, they're in barzakh. I asked Sheikh Ubaid the same question. He said they're occupied, they're in barzakh. They need your du'as, not for you to speak to them. They need your du'as, your supplication. Allahumma aghfir lahum warhamhum wa'afihim wa'afu anhum wa'akrim nuzulahum wa'si' mudkhalahum dilhum daran min darihim khayran min darihim وأزواج الخير من أزواجهم وأهل الخير من أهلهم ونقي خطاياهم كما ينقى الثوب الأبيض من الدنس واغسل خطاياهم بماء الثلج والبرد. Make dua for them. The narrator of this dua, when he heard the messenger say it over somebody who had passed away, you know what he said? The Sahabi who narrated this hadith, he said, if only it was me in that grave that the messenger is supplicating for. It's a beautiful dua. So if you go to the graves, don't. And the questioner says, talking about how sad you are, because the mother is not there and so on. Do good deeds. Supplicate for them. This will be good for them, inshaAllah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ صَلَاتَكَ سَكَنٌ لَهُمْ. And salah means dua. Your dua is tranquility for them. So if you want them to be tranquil and calm, then supplicate for them. If one is Salafi and falls short in many actions, yet believes in Tawheed, will it be difficult for him to answer the three questions in the grave? May Allah protect us. We all fall short. This is talking about me. And first and foremost, that we all fall short. Is there any one of us that is perfect? We all sin. But we hope Saddidu wa qaribu. Saddidu, do your best and strive and hope. We worship Allah upon fear and hope. Fear in His punishment and hoping in His reward and hoping in His pleasure. There isn't anyone who believes except that he should be upon that anyway. Worshipping Allah upon fear and hope. When you go to the grave, say salam upon them. Salamu alaykum ya ahl al-diyari min al-mu'mineen. Antum al-sabiqoon wa nahnu al-lahiqoon. This is the dua you say for them. You don't put flowers. You don't put building the graves. Just so that you recognize the grave who is of your relative. You have a alama, a sign or something to recognize. That's sufficient. As for having a whole story, or ayat al-kursi, or surat al-fatiha, all of that is not from the sunnah. What advice would you give to the youth to attend the lessons, not being lax about seeking ilm? Seeking ilm is a path to paradise. من سلك طريقا يلتمس فيه علما سهل الله له طريقا إلى الجنة. Path to paradise. So for the youth, look at the example of the Sahaba رضي الله عنهم. Anas bin Malik, young Sahabi, and he learned much. Aisha رضي الله عنها, she was young and she learned much. Many would come to her for fatawa. She was most knowledgeable of the affairs of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم in her household. So strive to learn, because it's path of Jannah. And how will you remove ignorance if you don't learn? Shifa'ul'i as-su'al. The cure for ignorance is to question, to ask. What happens to children when they die? Are they punished in the grave? Do children go to hell? This is not the belief of Ahlul Sunnah. The belief of Ahlul Sunnah is that the children are children. And they are not punished. Allah does not punish a person, whoever it is, Allah does not punish a person until the truth comes to them and they understand it. They have aqal salim and they have reached the age of puberty, the age of recognizing between right and wrong. The age where they're able to distinguish between right and wrong. That is the age. And many legislations have come mentioning the age of puberty. That when it becomes obligatory, where you like as in hisab, so to hasib alayha. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you a chance. And gives their children a chance. That when they grow, then they, alhamdulillah, become questioned. Then the angels start writing. But as children, Allah doesn't punish children before they are able to understand. And subhanallah, those who have deceased children, inshallah, do aqiqah for them. Those children have passed away, make sure you have done aqiqah for them. Because there's a narration that mentions they will be waiting for you. They will be waiting for you to enter paradise together with you, inshallah. But if you didn't pay the aqiqah, you will not get the shafa'ah of your children, as the narration mentions. No. If a person isn't always able to fast due to illness, do they make up the fast or pay someone to eat? Yani poor person. Or feed a poor person is what you mean. It's not just anyone. For a poor person. But there are two types of illnesses, the scholars mention. The illness, the first type is an illness that you are likely to come out of. That one, when you get better, fast. Fasting is a pillar. It's honorable in the sight of Allah. Fast one day, fi sabilillah, Allah will remove the hellfires, the distance between the east and the west from your face. What more do you want? Fast. إن كان منكم مريضاً أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر. But if you are in the second type of illness, diabetes, cancer, illness which is going to affect your fasting, then that's the second type. That one, feed the person, poor person, for every day that you miss. It could be at the beginning, at the end of Ramadan, in the middle of Ramadan, as long as you fulfill every day that you have missed. Allahumma ista'an. And that is what I heard from the scholars, Sheikh Abdurrahman Muhyiddin, and other than them. Ala kullin. Do you pay zakah if you don't work? Zakah is pay, is not got to do with work or not work. We have people who are rich and they don't work. If you have money, that a year has passed by, your savings, then وَحَالَ عَلَيْهِ الْحَوْلِ, that year has passed by, you pay 2.5% of your savings. That is what zakah is upon. Not if you work or you don't work. If you have savings, then you pay zakah upon your savings. 2.5% after a year has passed by. You estimate it. If you cannot calculate exactly, estimate. I was very bad towards my mother growing up in my 20s. I've asked her for forgiveness many times, and she has forgiven me, but I feel I can never be forgiven because I was so bad. What can I do? Then I say to you what Allah said, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Oh, my slaves who have wronged themselves, don't despair from the mercy of Allah. Allah forgives all sins. He is indeed oft forgiven, most merciful. And I say to you what Allah said in the other verse, والذين لا يدعون مع الله إلها آخر ولا يقتلون النفس التي حرم الله إلا بالحق ولا يزنون ومن يفعل ذلك يلقى أثاما يضاعف له العذاب يوم القيامة ويخلد فيه مهانا إلا من تاب وآمن وعمل عملا صالحا. Look how merciful Allah is. After the person committed shirk, the severest of all sins, he killed a soul unjustly, fornicated. But Allah says, if you sincerely believe and you repent sincerely and do righteous actions, فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ, Allah will change their bad deeds to good deeds. Allahu Akbar. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا وَمَنْ آمَنَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا فَأُولَٰئِكَ يَتُوبُ إِلَى اللَّهِ مَتَابًا. Allah will forgive you. Don't allow shaitan to keep you sad. Because shaitan comes, as Ibn al-Qayyim mentions, through different ways. One of the ways he comes when you're angry. Another way he wants to keep you depressed. Huh? Always depressed, sad. No. The believer's happy. Alhamdulillah, ajaban al-amr al-mu'min. Inna amra kullu khair. Happy. Yes, you're sad about what happened, but follow it up with good deeds. Be righteous to your mother. Follow a bad deed with a good deed, that it may blot it out, as the Messenger said, وَأَتْبِعُ سَيِّئَةَ الْحَسَنَةَ تَمْحُهَا. But don't feel this, oh, I can never be forgiven or this. Don't have that in your heart. Rather, Allah is Ghafur Rahim. But treat your mother well and ask Allah to forgive you. And be sincere, Allah will forgive you, inshaAllah. Naam, the brother is asking, can you explain this verse? أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَن تَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةِ Do you think that you will enter paradise? وَلَمَّا إِيش؟ الآية؟ نعم وَلَمَّا يَعْلَمَ اللَّهِ وهنا مكتوب يعلم أفحسبتم أن تدخلوا الجنة ولما يعلم الله نعم لما يعلم الله المجاهدين منكم ويعلم من الصابرين Do you think that you will enter paradise and Allah doesn't and Allah سبحانه وتعالى will not come to know those who are mujahideen amongst you and those who are patient? Of course, ayat, you go back to the tafsir, and the best tafsir, as Sheikh Muhammad Amin al-Shinqiti, rahimullah, said, the best tafsir is tafsir of Quran by the Quran. And there are many verses similar to these verses. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَيَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُولَنَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُولَنَا Those who strive in our cause, we will guide them of a surety to paths of goodness. So jihad, la shak, striving is of different types. Striving is of different types. Your getting up for Fajr is jihad. Some people, they go to the workout, they pick up many kilos of weights, but they can't even lift the blanket from themselves at Fajr time. That is not strength. That is not striving. Striving is of yourself, no doubt. Your nafs. Striving in terms of your wealth. Striving in terms of your time, striving in terms of doing good deeds, striving away from the haram. The one who's patient, as the scholars mentioned, the sabr is of three types. Sabr ala ta'atillah, wa sabr an ma'asiyatillah, wa sabr ala aqdarillah. Sabr, patience upon the worship of Allah, sabr away from the disobedience to Allah, and patience upon that which Allah predecrees. And jihad of the pen, jihad of da'wah, and jihad of the sword, when one is being afflicted and harmed, the one defends themselves. But that has a condition to it. What is the condition? Both jihad al-difa' and qudum. The condition is quwwah, of having the ability. وَأَعِدُّ لَهُمْ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ مِنْ قُوَّةِ And prepare for them what you have of might. Enough to repel the harm. Enough to stop the oppression. But if you don't have that, what will happen is what you see in Syria and what you see in Iraq and what you see around the world. So therefore, jihad is of different types. And jihad of talab al-ilm, of striving to learn your deen. To remove ignorance from yourself. And this verse, inshallah, we can look at the tafsir in more detail. But this requires a sitting. We can sit down and look at the tafsir, what is mentioned in Tafsir ibn Kathir, Tafsir al-Baghawi, Tafsir al-Tabari, and other than that. My waswas is very strong. I seem to think something has happened to me, Madriyesh, in the day that my prayer, what can I do? Waswas, may Allah protect you, protect us. Read the three quls in the morning and the evening. Read the Quran regularly. Read your adhkar in the morning and evening. And inshallah, Allah will protect you from the waswas. Waswas, al-khannas, alladhi yuwaswisu fi sudur innas min al-jinnati wal-nas. We need to strive, and inshallah, Allah will save you from that. And also, be with the righteous. Keep away from those things that will cause you waswas. And don't be muwaswis. Sheikh Ubaid Habibullah said, if the muwaswis, the way to deal with the muwaswis is to make them not do waswas. How? By repelling their waswas. So if they ask questions, oh, what happens? And they start asking so many questions, try to get them not to ask too many questions. By answering them with an answer that suffices them. And they will ask, and they will ask, and they will ask, but try to get them to stop the questioning, doubting their prayer, doubting their ibadah, and so on and so forth.